ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Cecil B. DeMille.
Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. For our stars, as well as for us, the past year has been an outstanding one. It's been Mr. Bowles' busiest and most successful year on the screen. Anne Shirley has acquired stardom and a husband. And Barbara Stanwyck has at last come into her own through her magnificent performance as Stella Dallas, which she repeats tonight. I know of no one in Hollywood who merits success more than Barbara. Born in a poor section of Brooklyn, she lost both parents while still a child. Living with 10 different families, whichever would take her in, she never knew what a home was. At 13, she was earning her own living as a clerk. 2 years later, she was a dancer. And her first glimpse of success came with a stage role from David Belasco, who changed her name from Ruby Stevens to Barbara Stanwyck. Now on top, Barbara can at last indulge a lifelong ambition. She's purchased a farm in the San Fernando Valley and will spend her off-screen life raising horses. Our story was written 15 years ago by Olive Higgins Prouty and was brought to the screen by my partner of 25 years ago, Samuel Goldwyn. As in the film, we hear Mr. Bowles as Stella Dallas, as Stephen Dallas, Anne Shirley as Laurel, Barbara O'Neill as Helen Morrison, and, of course, Barbara Stanwyck as Stella Dallas. And now one of the year's greatest pictures comes to the air. The Lux Radio Theater presents Stella Dallas with Barbara Stanwyck, John Bowles, and Anne Shirley. And our scene is Main Street in a little manufacturing...